Well, in some exciting news for those of us that like to do a lot of texting, Unicode, the consortium that sets the worldwide standards for emojis, have this week unveiled their new 2017 update. There are 96 new emojis in total, including more food, lucky us, mythical creatures and new flags, among others, and they'll all be coming to a phone near you in June. Ray Johnston is a tech, science and gaming journalist for Gizmodo Australia. Ray, welcome. There are 96 emojis in this new update. Is that a big release from Unicode?
It actually is a pretty decent sized release. Last year they only released 16, so I think they've had quite a few requests go through this year that they thought were worth putting out there for us.
That's incredible, the increase from 16 to 96. How does Unicode decide which new emojis to introduce? Is there a big international vote? Like, how do they make those determinations?
Well, there is a website called Emoji Request where people can vote on emojis that they would like to see, but basically this consortium, which is made up of tech companies and developments and government representatives and research people as well, they will come together and look at what's on offer, look at what people are putting forward, and see how frequently people would use a particular emoji, what kind of demand there is for it, and also if it's necessary. So if it's something that can be made up from other emojis that already exist, it won't be considered.
So we're opening up new expressive pathways in emoji. There's now one for, excuse me, people, vomit. A face,
yes,
spewing green stuff. Like, it's a gross thing to say on air, but I had to. Would there have been a lot of demand for that, you reckon? Like, why a vomit face?
Oh, look, I think that there might be a few things, particularly on Twitter, say, for instance, that might induce a bit of a vomit emoji reaction. I think the whole idea behind emojis is giving us a bit more emotion, really, in the way that we talk. Sometimes when we're communicating via text online or even in text to friends, it's difficult to convey that tone. So you never know. The vomit face emoji might really express truly how disgusted we are.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's not really, it's the peak of showing your disgust, isn't it, to vomit?
Absolutely.
There are a lot of new mythical emojis too. Fairies, you know, my kids will go crazy with that. Vampires, mermaids. Why do you think Unicode have decided to suddenly add so many kind of fantasy characters? What, is this the kid market?
Yeah, I think there's a bit of kid market, but there's also a bit of storytelling that's going on with emojis as well. There's quite a few challenges out there for people to be able to construct entire sentences or tell complete stories using emojis. So I think that this might be part of their kind of plan to just make it a bit more broad. There's also emojis in there now for people to be more specific about how they're exercising. You've got a yoga emoji and a rock climbing emoji. But one emoji that I think that we really do need that we haven't seen as yet is the Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander flag emoji. That one's missing and I'd like to see it come into play.
I'm sure people have asked for it. Like, you said how it's quite a thing for people to demand emojis. I wonder why they haven't embraced it yet. Is it just a numbers game?
There has been a request put in for it, but once again, it is a numbers game and, you know, whether there is the demand for it. So I think if we want to see it, we need to get on to Emoji Request and give it a bit of a vote.
There you go. Ray, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Ray Johnston there. She's a tech, science and gaming journalist with Gizmodo Australia. Do you use emojis? Are you into emojis? Do you want to use the emojis? I would love to hear from you. 0418 226 576. Coming up on RN Drive, I've been talking about this over the last couple of weeks. If you're a regular listener, you would definitely be across it. If you're new, I'll let you know. Our housing affordability discussion, I've been asking for you to contribute to that conversation. And that conversation's up next. A panel of experts, people watching this issue closely. A big discussion about housing affordability. You know, what will those reforms look like in the May budget, or what should they look like? That's up next.